This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KISW.
It's going to be sort of business as usual probably for a while.
Next couple weeks, man. Get used to it.
Nirvana put the Seattle scene and grunge into the scene. Helped make it.
This is funny. Misspelled it there.
It's Chris Novoselic. Actually, you must be pretty used to people mispronouncing his name, right? But it was kind of always done.
I got to change my name to John Johnson or something.
Yeah. In just a few minutes, we're going to speak to a man who says that Jim Morrison is alive and well, living in a ranch in Oregon. Did you have a thing for Jim Morrison at
some point? Oh, I still do.
You really? Even at 55, you'd be there?
Oh, no kidding.
Of course, we were all saddened to lose Jerry Garcia.
And now you're communicating with him in your book here.
And is this a communicating with his memories, or do you really think you're actually talking to the guy?
Oh, I'm actually talking to the guy.
I'm actually talking to him. Suddenly, my grandma seems normal.
Well,
okay. 9:15.
That was your cue, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That's all right. You don't know all the tricks, Maury.
Seattle radio legend Bob Rivers passed away at the age of 68 after a battle with cancer. Steve Miggs, we got the news yesterday right after the show.
As soon as the show ended, got a text message from some friends and some people that worked with him. I think all of us have just been rocked since. I mean, I was chatting with Spike, who you heard his voice right there, as well as hard hearing his voice again, especially now that Bob's not with us. We all saw this coming. Because he was given a terminal diagnosis with cancer and told, I think, he has 6 months to live, and that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines. Just shows the spirit and the fight that Bob had. So it was one of those things where you know it's going to happen, but when the news comes, it's still devastating.
There's never anything you can do to prepare for that feeling of great loss. And we spent 25 years with Bob on the air here in Seattle and beyond. And he made such an impact on so many people, whether we worked with him directly or not, whether we listened to him growing up, between KISW, KZOK, and KJR, pretty much everybody knows the greatness that was Bob Rivers.
And for us in the industry, I think if you weren't impacted by him directly, you were impacted by him because you were impacted by somebody else who was impacted by it. I think about, you know, like BJ, Shea having such a big part of my life. BJ is definitely a descendant of Bob Rivers and learned so much from Bob Rivers. Even when I worked with Andy Savage back in the day, Bob and Andy were close. So I was kind of like that second generation of just learning from Bob through learning from others. But then towards the end of his life, I was fortunate enough to spend some time with Bob and get to know him a lot better. And I posted a picture. I never want to be that guy to post a picture when somebody passes, but I wanted to post that picture because it's been in my phone since the moment I spent some time with Bob in San Diego. And you know, to even be on the airwaves that Bob Rivers was once on, I think it's a very daunting thing. It's it gets in your head, and you know, am I making? Is he okay with this? You know, he spent so many years. He shaped KISW, and then I never knew. And then he pulled me aside, and I wonder if it was because I keep hearing stories about he was trying to have like those moments with people so he could have that last moment before he leaves, because he knew at that time that you know that he already had that terminal diagnosis. And I remember him pointing aside. There was a lot of great things said, but one of the things that he made me feel like he was giving me his blessing to do what we do now. And it hit me in ways I can't even explain to you. Like, I remember calling my wife after that, because there's a lot of really great things that he said, and it was just a really touching moment. And I remember after we had the conversation, I'm like, Bob, I know this is cheesy, but can I get a selfie with you? And it was really just so that I could forever have that memory.
Yes.
So when I look through my phone and I think about Bob and I see that picture, it brings me right back to that moment, sitting in a conference room in a hotel, having a heart-to-heart with the guy while chaos is around us. It was a moment I'll never forget.
We send so much love to his wife, Lisa, his sons, Andrew and Keith, and to all of the
grandkids,
amazing. Yeah, just
co-workers.
The friends that he had, the lives that he touched. We're here for you all morning long celebrating the life of Bob Rivers. And one of the folks that did get to work with him,
yes.
My husband, Brad Cash.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah, for a long while. So we're going to chat with Brad at 6:20. We're also going to be playing back some of our favorite Twisted tunes. And Steve, I think you picked one out.
I did. I picked one that I thought was, because I always knew Bob from like the ones that went national because I
yes!
wasn't living here. So like the I Am Santa Claus and just like, you know, a lot of the Christmas ones. But he wrote so many fun ones about Seattle or the Pacific Northwest. And the one that just cracked me up as I was listening back to them, I mean, some of them are a little dated, but in a good way because it's kind of like a time capsule.
Yes.
He did a song about Spokane. And it's to the tune of Cocaine.
Yes.
So it kind of becomes Spokane. And I always loved just how much effort and he was meticulous about making sure that these things sounded like the original. So like, as you're listening to them at first, you're like, oh, this is Eric Clapton or this is whoever, AC/DC. And then all of a sudden you're like, those are not the right lyrics.
So genius.
So this one's Spokane. It's Bob Rivers' Twisted Tunes. We love you, Bob. All morning long, we'll be celebrating your life with friends and family and coworkers and whoever wants to call in that's a rockaholic as well. We just want to celebrate Bob's life the best way that we know how.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.